We hear all the time from listeners about some cultural work that changed their lives. And over the years, a lot of you have written to us about punk music, how the rawness and the DIY spirit affected you somehow. But Eve Orenstein was already a punk rocker when her life was changed by opera.
I'm an opera singer and director of Opera on Tap, Colorado. I was sort of fascinated with punk and hardcore from when I was like 9. I just thought it was really intriguing. I loved Gorilla Biscuits. All my friends from Jersey were already going to see the hardcore matinees at CBGB in New York, so I started taking the train in, and we were supposed to be 16 years old at the time to go to the hardcore matinees, and we faked some IDs and saw lots of amazing shows and lots of violence and lots of crazy. You know, I was teased a lot at school for the way I looked, and that didn't happen in the scene. People really thought I was cool and popular, and you know, you kind of had to prove that you were tough, but you didn't have to, you know, look a certain way. You know, there was definitely aspects of costuming in the underground scene. Maybe not as much in the like hardcore scene, but certainly in like the goth scene. But I was super fascinated with 18th century costume. Certainly when I was 9, when we visited France, and I just saw these costumes and I thought it was just, you know, incredible what you could do with all that fabric. And so my mom brought me to see Figaro at Rutgers, at Opera Rutgers. And I don't remember a whole lot about the whole production. I know it was very traditional with, you know, the full 18th century dress. And there was the one moment, it's about to like go into crazy, everyone swapping costumes and identities. And she's looking for the pin, which is a big deal plot-wise. And she's lost this pin that she's supposed to deliver to the Count. And she's just completely lost. And it was definitely like the same sort of visceral experience that you get when you have this, you know, angry punk rock wall of sound coming at you. And for me, this one was just, you know, I have to be closer to this art. I have to sing that way. I ended up, when I was 14, going to a summer program where I could really study voice seriously for 5 weeks. And I knew at the end that I really wanted to be on stage singing opera. When I was undergrad, my teacher was very clear, you know, you need to grow your hair longer. You cannot have those facial piercings. I got a septum ring that I could flip up into my nose so I didn't have to have it out all the time. My septum ring did not affect my singing. I was definitely not allowed to get my tongue pierced. Because that definitely would have affected my diction. My husband, he makes analog synthesizers, and somebody suggests that we work together. And my response was, how are we going to be in a studio together? He's completely self-taught, does not read music, and I'm so classically trained. How is this going to work? But he has complete mastery of these instruments that I know nothing about, and he respects my, you know, operatic training and voice. And so we do pure straight-up opera with electronic like soundscapes. And that's a way that we have started working together and putting those worlds together.
Eve Orenstein runs Opera on Tap in Boulder, Colorado, and she listens to Studio 360 on KUVO. Our story was produced by Eric Malinsky. If there's a work of opera or punk or poetry or whatever that changed your life, let us know about it at studio360.org.